You know what? Let's age at any age as well as we can, shall we? And not just age gracefully, but also gratefully. Because grateful living is equally important. When you count your blessings and don't focus on what you lack, you will feel better about yourself and will feel good about your life too. I did say in the last episode that there is no fountain of youth anywhere in the world for sure. So, if you find it, do let me know. I for one know that the wrinkles are going to tell stories of my life and I'm not really worried because I accept the wrinkles, the painful joints and the entire package. Aging gracefully for me means loving myself, period. I'm not giving up on putting the effort into looking good or listening to my sisters who keep pushing me to gray gracefully and stop dyeing my hair. I just won't because it makes me feel upbeat, younger and good about myself. So perhaps it is now time to change aging gracefully to read as living gracefully and gratefully, not just for seniors, but even the youth today. Because it is all about personal contentment and a way of seeing things the way they are meant to be seen. I'm sure you would have met those who are telling you to slow down and act your age. They are those rigid thinkers who can't and won't or even try half the things you are doing, and so it doesn't mean you should do that either. You may as well then do what you can because there is so much more to life than what other people think of you. I always say, let them do the thinking, you do the living. Live the life you dreamed of, keep learning, be grateful for the good that comes your way, and be ever ready to change with moving times. I can go on and on, but I think you've got what I'm trying to say. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about the hurtful truth of senior abuse. Thank you for listening to Rewire Life in 1.5 minutes with me, Hira. Namaste.